Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Ted Zucconi, the CEO of Pro Pharmaceuticals. Pro Pharmaceuticals trades on the OTC bulletin board under the ticker symbol PRWP, and the company is a developer of carbohydrate-based targeted therapeutic compounds which treat cancer and fibrosis. Thanks for joining us today, Ted.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Great. Now, I'll start off by talking to us a little bit about Davinat.
Well, maybe I can just tell you a little about the company because it's really a new beginning for us. We finished our R&D phase, and we're now focusing on commercialization. And the first drug we have in the pipeline is Davinat, which is our carbohydrate proprietary drug, which is a delivery agent for chemotherapy. Itself is non-toxic, and what we've done in our human trials, our phase one and phase two human trials, as well as all our preclinical trials, is proven the safety of the Davinat itself, as well as the ability to reduce side effects of standard chemotherapy and increase longevity.
Right, and talk a little bit about some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned Pro Pharmaceuticals is to capitalize on these trends.
The trends, as we've seen from the incidence of cancer, is on the rise, of course, and the population is growing and the incidence are growing, so there's a huge need for effective and cost-effective drugs for treating cancer and all types of tumors and cancers. From our point of view, you can consider us as a delivery agent and add-on, so we're not competing with anybody. If somebody's going to get a treatment for their colorectal cancer, which is our first market we're addressing, we would add our chemotherapy Davinat delivery agent to the standard of care, whatever it is that the doctor decides they're going to get. So, for example, in colorectal cancer, we're going after end-stage patients because the FDA requires you to look at the end-stage patients first to prove the efficacy and safety of your drugs, and then you can go to the new patients later on. But we've shown in end-stage patients, which are pretty sick when we get them, the entry criteria for our human trial was that they had failed all standard chemotherapies. They had failed, 100% of them had failed 5-FU, and then we add our Davinat to 5-FU and treat them again. And you would not expect anything to happen since they already failed 5-FU. And as I said, we've shown reduced side effects of the chemotherapy and life extensions. And we're focusing on now how to design the phase three trial to get it into the FDA. Hopefully we can get the trial in to the FDA this year. So there's a huge market. We're not competing with anybody. We're not replacing anybody. We're an add-on, but as it turns out, even as an add-on, because we reduce the side effects and we reduce the cost of drugs, other drugs needed to treat side effects, we actually reduce the cost of the chemotherapy. I'll give you a quick example. One of the severe side effects of chemotherapy is mucositis. Chemo drugs, as we know, kill tumors. Unfortunately, they also kill healthy cells. And they kill fast-growing cells. And that's why they work against tumors, because the tumor grows faster than the normal cells in a person's body. However, the lining of your mouth, your digestive tract, are also fast-growing and fast-replicating, so they get attacked by the chemotherapy. And mucositis itself is quite a horrible condition, and somewhere north of 40% of the people receiving 5-FU get serious side effects from mucositis, or from the 5-FU causing mucositis. And that could be lesions in your mouth, in your digestive tract, where it's difficult to drink, it's difficult to eat, and in some cases it can actually be severe enough to cause death because you can't get any nutrition. People will go on intravenous feeding. So we've shown in all our human trials, almost 100 people, we have no instances of mucositis, which has caused a lot of attention, a lot of people calling us up and want to know more detail on the data, but we've shown that we can reduce the side effects, and that's a serious one. That gives us an advantage, of course, with the oncologist to add our drug to the chemotherapy so we can get rid of these horrible side effects.
And what else differentiates your company from other companies in your sector? I know you said, you know, the product and also the, you know, the fact that, you know, there's not a lot of competition in the market.
Well, there's competition, but we don't feel that we're compete with anybody because we're not replacing them. But the real advantage we have is that our drugs are based on carbohydrates. And we're not talking about a drug. We're talking about a platform of drugs. This happens to be our first and lead candidate for FDA approval and commercialization. But it's based on carbohydrate technology, which is very unique in nature. Our bodies, as we all know how to do a lot of things with carbohydrates. I mean, we all read about, you know, complex carbohydrates and they turn into fat, et cetera. Our body knows how to use these things, and that's why we tailor our drugs based on what the tumor is doing. So we can add our drug to multiple chemotherapies, and we can add our drug to chemotherapies used to treat multiple types of cancer. In addition to that, that's oncology. Right behind that, we're working on a different carbohydrate, another unique proprietary compound for fibrosis. We've shown in animal trials that not only can we stop liver fibrosis, but we can actually reverse it. Nothing has ever been shown to do this before. It's so impressive that Dr. Scott Friedman at Mount Sinai Hospital, head of the American Liver Disease Association, has joined with us to design this research. So, as I said, this is a platform of drugs. Oncology is a huge market. Fibrosis, as it turns out, is an even bigger market. It's a more prevalent disease than cancer. Worldwide, there are, you know, hundreds of millions of people who will get fibrosis, some due to hepatitis C, some due to alcoholism, some due to obesity. And there really is nothing out there right now to treat fibrosis. So we're very, very excited about oncology. Right behind that is fibrosis, and there are others further down the line in the pipeline.
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry about that. And talk a little bit about your experience and some of the experience of the management team at PRO.
Okay. We have obviously a number of scientists who are chemists. Two co-founders were scientists. One was an Israeli PhD chemistry, carbohydrate chemistry. The other is a Russian chemist who is also a PhD chemist who taught at Harvard Medical School. He joined us as our chief scientist. We have a third scientist, another Israeli chemist, who did some work for the World Health Organization. They were the essence of the technology. Now that we're going to commercialization, I joined the company from the high-tech industry based on my experience of bringing new products to market and doing turnarounds. So we have a complementary group of people between the science and the business experience, and we have a very, very competent group of investigators who have been doing the doctors, medical oncologists who have been doing the trials for us, and business development consultants, et cetera. And we're looking at commercialization throughout the world. I mentioned about going for FDA approval, but we have a regional strategy where we're talking to people outside the U.S. and trying to do some development in different parts of the world in parallel so that when we do get FDA approval, we can have the ability to start marketing and selling the drugs right away. And one example would be Korea. There are other places, but Korea is an example where we're pretty far down the process. We have an agent, a Korean chemical importation company, who's working with the large pharmaceutical companies in Korea. And we are working diligently on doing a deal with them. to have the ability, as soon as the FDA says okay, that we can start sales and marketing.
So, yeah, talk about some of the other milestones that you and management have set for the company over the next year.
Okay, good point. Obviously, the first one is to finish our trial design for phase three and our PK study that's within that trial design. We're hoping to get an accelerated approval for bioequivalency or enhancement even before we finish the phase three trial. We intend or plan to file with the FDA this year. We're going to file the NDA for Davinot. It doesn't mean we'll get approval. You never can predict exactly how long the FDA can take. They can take up to 6 months, but we can do our part to design the trial and submit the NDA. We've been asked by the FDA to look at a special protocol assessment, which will have them look at our trial design and give us the okay on it before we start the trial. That takes a little longer in the beginning, but it helps that the overall time frame be compressed, so that will help shorten the FDA approval time frame. Other milestones, we want to submit an IND for fibrosis probably within the next year. In our phase three trial, when we're looking at design now, it's less than 300 people, which is amazing for a phase three superiority claim. Our results have been so good, if you understand the statistics of it, the better your results are, the fewer patients you need to prove that you have those results. And all these have to be statistically proven to submit to the FDA. So we're quite excited about oncology. We hope to have a couple of agreements in place regionally for people to start distributing. We're also talking to large international pharmaceutical companies who will may partner with us to do some marketing and sales and maybe even for some of our future trials.
Great. And in terms of growth, will you look to organic growth or M&A activities as a catalyst towards continued growth?
I would say our strategy right now is our own growth, internally growing through these partnerships and distribution. We have no intention of selling the company. We'll do our part of developing the technology and then having people who are already in the business predominantly distribute it for us. But we will retain the rights. We have a huge intellectual property portfolio that we own. We don't license this intellectual property from anybody. We developed it ourselves. We have five patents already granted in the U.S. and a number in the pipeline. We have many international patents that are in the pipeline. So we feel we own the intellectual property, and we're not looking at merging or being acquired. Matter of fact, one option that one of our consultants has presented to us is that we might want to market this ourselves in the United States because there really are no options for oncologists to give end-stage patients. And there are just a number of large cancer centers in the U.S. Which can be covered by relatively few doctors who we would have help us get into the cancer centers and market and sell us ourselves. That's an option. We haven't decided yet exactly how we're going to do it. As I said, we're talking to big pharmaceutical companies as well as regional distributors throughout the world.
Thanks for the background. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
Possibly. I don't think they understand the significance of what we're doing. It's such a new technology. The good news is the biotech industry is coming back a little bit. You saw what happened to Dendreon recently. So the biotech industry is getting a little more attention. Certainly last year was very tough from the money-raising proposition. But I don't think people understand how significant the technology is we have and what we can do for oncology, fibrosis, and then later other diseases. So I think we're grossly undervalued and not understood as far as what the potential is.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Ted Zucconi, CEO of Pro Pharmaceuticals, which trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is PRWP. currently trading at 45 cents a share. And before we conclude, Ted, what are some of the key reasons why ProPharmaceuticals represents a good long-term investment opportunity for investors?
That's an excellent question. Predominantly, we have a unique technology that is owned by us through our intellectual property portfolio, our patents. We have the ability not only to reduce side effects for chemotherapy, we can increase life expectancy, and we also reduce the cost at the same time. So with that combination of advantages, it's a compelling proposition. And it is a platform. So we talked about oncology a lot, but right behind that is fibrosis. And we have other diseases we can treat. I'd rather not say anything about that right now. A lot of confidential work going on. But we have publicly announced, obviously, Davinot and the oncology thrust, and fibrosis is right behind it. So the opportunity for our company is huge.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the growth, and certainly do look forward to getting updates. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time now today to update our investors.
Great. I appreciate the opportunity.